This game break brought to you by Liney Spritzen. Liney Spritzen, beer with a splash of seltzer at only 93 calories. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, we're no closer to baseball as MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred rejected a proposal by the Players Union calling for 70 games and a season to go from July 19th through September 30th. Manfred says that the extended season as well as the number of games were not acceptable, and now the Players Union and ownership group go back to the bargaining table to figure out what to do about the 2020 season. Wisconsin football is preparing as though the season will start on time. Barry Alvarez and Chris McIntosh had a virtual town hall yesterday talking about the upcoming season. Barry Alvarez says that the idea of 80,000 fans at Camp Randall Stadium is up in the air right now.
There's nothing like 80,000 people in this stadium on game day Saturday. It's been called one of the greatest game day atmospheres in the country. That's our ideal. Where we'll be, the number, the percentage, the social distancing, that's up in the air right now.
Deputy AD Chris McIntosh says that for fans attending Camp Randall Stadium this fall, masks may be required.
It's not unforeseeable to think that masks may be required in the future. It's too early to tell on that right now, but I don't think any of us would be surprised if that's one of the developments that comes from this. And I think our fans eager to come out to Camp Randall on a Saturday and support us will likely be willing to cooperate and partner with us on this like they have so many other things.
The NCAA Division I Council approved a preseason plan for football earlier this week. Badgers preseason summer access activities would start July 12th. Camp would open up August 6th, and then kickoff for the season would be Friday, September 4th at Camp Randall Stadium. And yesterday, the WIAA issued guidance for July summer contact days that has no bearing on fall sports. That will be announced sometime before July 1st. I'm Jimmy Cuska.